Shabbat Shalom. Hey, that was pretty good this week. Good job. So, the Parsha this week, we get a long list of laws, and for a brief couple of psukim, we learn a couple of rules about the king of Israel. How you choose the king, what the king can and can't do. And the very beginning, the very beginning, Moses tells the people of Israel, he says, so far, you've been a camp. We've wandered through the desert, and we've all been sitting and living very closely together. But we're about to cross the Jordan, found the nation of Israel, are about to join the rest of the world. And I know, as you know, there are great things we can learn from the rest of the world. We can be like other nations, and to do that, you're going to want a king. So lesson number one, Moses says, is it is good to learn from the rest of the world. The secular world has lots of things to offer, and one of them is to choose a good political leader. And in those times, a king meant the ability to raise a good army to defend yourselves. So important. Good. Step two, Moses says, you can't just have a king, though, any other king, like every other nation. Your king has to carry a Torah with him wherever he goes. Every step of every day has to have the whole Torah with him at all times. Because Moses thought, we need both. We need to learn from the world, but we also need to do it in a Jewish way. We need to take in what the world has to offer, and we need to use the Jewish frame, the Jewish lens, the Jewish teaching to guide us. But I think there's even something a little more subtle going on here. Let's think for a moment about what it means to have to carry a Torah with you everywhere you go. It's pretty big. Does that mean that the king has to literally be on Torah parade all day long? Does that mean, and some rabbis thought, actually, what he had to do was write himself a Torah, but write it very, very tiny. So he would have like the pocket edition of the Torah. Another rabbi said what he has to do is hire someone to follow him around with the full-size Torah at all times. And even if you figure out how to logistically manage carrying a Torah with you at all times, how is that actually going to help you when the situation arrives? You're going to be like, wait a minute, and you're going to scroll through the Torah looking for the right part. I don't know if you've ever been at a service when the Torah's not rolled. It takes forever to find the right part. It's just not a productive means. And I think the message Moses is driving home is, first, learn from the world. They have stuff to offer. Second, do it in a Jewish way. Learn that there's a better way. But third, the way we know what the Jewish way is not by carrying the answers with us. The Torah is not an answer book that tells us what we need to do. We have to carry Torah with us all the time because learning Torah is a lifetime endeavor. We are constantly finding, for 3,000 years, we read the same book over and over again every week because there's unending depth, layers upon layers of meaning, and each time we penetrate a little farther, we become better able to be the kind of Jew and person we want to be in the world. And so for this Shabbat, I wish us a lifetime of Jewish learning, of Jewish living, and hiring someone to carry a Torah to follow around with us at all times. Shabbat Shalom.